I'm very happy now to welcome poets Steve Counsell, Janet Eigner, and Linda Wittenberg. It's National Poetry Month, and this Sunday, the 18th of April at 3 o'clock, they're going to be participating in a free reading at the Wild Oats Community Room. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Thank you.
Thanks, Mary Charlotte.
So this is just a little quickie, as we call it, and we're going to let each one of you read a poem in advance of your reading.
Well, you know, the name of, this is Janet, the name of our presentation is Flower Language, and I'm stretching the flowers to a different sort of flower that's rather a universal and troubling flower right now. And so when I was living in a little village in a holler on the Mississippi River, we climbed up the cliff to see the fireworks, and this is about that. Through a stiff wind and ghost voices that call us from deep along the cliff to view the pyrotechnics from the Illinois side perch, St. Louis's long bank stretches by its unseen farm fields, boat slips. A saint's white statue glows on shore, her arm raised in met and unmet blessing. Along the silken Mississippi's drape, spitting the crescent moon's silver fire, soundless bursts flower the far shore. 10 invisible cities send up chemical bouquets, cheering this and every country's gunfire birth. Though breeze erases the rocket's whistle, each perchlorate lily, magnesium marigold, each sulfur salvia, arsenic daffodil, sweet, decorative, brief. Each beautiful death reverberates war's phosphorescence. Here, the distant flak cannot yet curl our flesh.
Janet Eigner. And let's turn now to a poem by Steve Counsell, who, in addition to being a poet, is an artist and man of many talents, and his artwork will be, and all three of their books will be available in his artwork as well. Steve Counsell.
If you're lucky and you go to Abiquiu this time of year, sometimes you get fortunate enough to experience a miracle. And this is a poem about such a miracle. Cicada Spring. From El Monte Rojo to the Ojitos de los Gatos, the cicadas emerge, filling up the bloodied surge of this dead ocean with their singing, spilling out tonic chords against all the risen brides of resonant stone. Breasts stroking from out the crimson sand, with the twisted bodies of Caliban, the cicada nymphs clear their inner tomb, thrumming memento mori from their empty gut, pulling free to climb the blue electrum sky. I too will emerge from the crimson brand of days, blush within these raw canyons, let fall my populous wakes in this red eroding wave, breathe out my hollowing with the rock in the chorus of the winds, and on the cicadas chirrup in the gale, songs that cut upon these vertical swells, the wind of sounding of lungs louvering off clean, the breakers of boulders calving like glaciers into a silent backwater of dust. Cicadas sing out the stropic ruin and rain of young love, burnishing cellophane wings, pursing their mandibled lip, amorously rolling polysocketed eyes, and emboldening alien sonatas to a billion rounding maidenheads. I spy upon these wet young lives, knowing we drink in the same vascular seas. The cicada's pulse is as my own, obedient to the same tides. We wash clean away among the ragged rib-caged hills, wearing down like an antique argument. We that bury the dead and they that bury eggs and disappear to the sandy keep of resurrection. Broad canyons and proud coffins keep my blood and I their bone, and all the skins that hold must learn the catalogue of wear. Generations pass before their songs return. The piping of holy men and beggars, Madonnas and fretful tailors, palish to stop the rectory of false starts, chant themselves to find what here will ring and chime, with each new green mirage of spring.
Steve Counsell. And now a poem by Linda Wittenberg.
This poem is the title of one of my books is taken from it, Dying Can Wait. It came from one day looking at a little Bavarian wooden carving that we have on a shelf in our living room that I'd never really studied before. It's a guitar player with his mouth open and his guitar held in a kind of depressed way with the neck down. Dying can wait. A wooden guitar player on the shelf holds his instrument down at the neck as if it is heavy, and he is weary, standing there forever, mouth open, carved hand on the strings, waiting to begin. If I could, I would breathe life into his stiff arms, set him strumming. I would reach out my finger like God and set free every wooden thing. People would pick up the phone to call home after all these years. Wallpaper the bathroom and flowers. Make love on Monday morning. Puritan preachers would tremble with praise. I would lead children in dance. Set every tight-lipped oboist free at last to play jazz. I would raise Van Gogh from the dead. Beseech him to paint, man, paint. For the world needs grieving sunflowers and crazed stars. Dying can wait. I would tell them what I know. You have to stifle the scolding voices of critics. Resist the urge to petrify. Even cut off your ear if you must. Little man on the shelf, sing that song your heart has been waiting to sing.
Linda Wittenberg. And these three poets, Linda Wittenberg, Janet Eigner, and Steve Counsell, will be reading on Sunday, this Sunday, the 18th of April, at 3 o'clock. It's part of the Writer's Read series called Flower Language, and it's at the Wild Oats Community Room. For more information, you can call 505-983-5333. Thank you all so much for being with us.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Robert Knott will be with us in just a moment. Please stay tuned.